Blog Talk Radio. National Empowerment Radio presents Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Real issues, real talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, tonight is Sunday, January 25th. Oh, it's amazing how this month has just flown by. Wow, just a month ago we were looking at Christmas, and now we are looking at the end of January. As a matter of fact, this is the last week in January. I want to welcome you to my show this evening, and thank you for tuning in. I always appreciate the support that you continue to give. Tonight is going to be a very interesting topic tonight. However, before we delve into the show, let me just have some people sending me a note here. I'm going to go over some housekeeping guidelines. It's very simple. This is an internet radio show, and you can listen to the show via your phone or your computer. Simply go to my website. It is blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. After you do that, you just follow the prompts and you'll be right into the show. If at any point in time during the show, doesn't matter when, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 347-327-55. All right, let's get started this evening. Where am I tonight? I am in Illinois, ladies and gentlemen, and it is actually snowing here tonight. That is where I'm at. I'll be here this week, next week, and I'll be in Houston in a couple weeks, back here, then in Minnesota, then in Milwaukee. So I just kind of move around all over the place. As a matter of fact, I was in Orlando last week. Had a great time with stepping in. Orlando, the weather change was really nice. It wasn't too hot. It was a little chilly in Orlando, but we really had a great time. I really appreciate the hospitality that the group there in Orlando gave us. Okay, let's get started here. Received some interesting emails already from people that have taken a look at the article that I submitted or sent with my message for the show. Got some comments, got some questions. It's interesting. I ran up on this article when I was listening to a friend of mine talk about is it Melissa Harris Perry show? Love her show. Hope I said it right. I always get it confused. Melissa Harris Perry or Melissa Perry Harris. Love her show, love her show, love her show. And it was a great topic, and they were talking about the various things that have occurred with black men and guns and so on and so forth, and I didn't get a chance to see the entire show. However, a friend of mine told me that they talked about the Second Amendment and so on and so forth, and I just thought it was a great topic. And when I started doing some research, I ran up on this article that's titled, Does the Second Amendment Only Apply to White People? Huh. I've got to share this with you. This was really interesting. We were in Orlando last weekend. I thought it was real interesting. I just thought about this when I said the title. We went to the beach. You know, it was a little chilly outside. We were taking pictures of the water, and there were actually some people that were surfing. It was cold outside. It was just really interesting to see that. Now, mind you, this was Martin Luther King Day. We were at the beach. And this white man comes up to us, and he says something to the notion of, so how are you good old black people doing today? And I didn't hear it. I was there, but I was taking pictures. And the other people that were with me told me what happened. And the guy that he was talking to that was part of, it was four of us, and he was talking to, you know, he really responded really well. It was interesting. I just wish I would have heard it. I just wish I would have heard that. Well, that Marcus actually acted like he didn't speak English. And it was really, from what I was told, it was really interesting how the white guy responded to him. Now, my other friend, he just more or less, you know, he said he must be drunk. I'm going to walk away from this before I end up saying something I'm not supposed to, blah, blah, blah. But it's really interesting how, you know, how comfortable he was just saying that to us like it was nothing. So for me to just say, okay, does the Second Amendment only apply to white people, it just made me think of that, and I had to share. I'm actually going to have Marcus on the show just to hear him elaborate on how that impacted him. And I wish I had done it tonight, but I'm definitely going to reach out to Marcus to get his response. I just had to follow up with that comment and tell you guys, because it was just really interesting to hear the response and how he initially responded to the guy saying that. So it was just, I had to share that tidbit of information from last week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to delve straight into tonight's topic. And, oh, this is what I wanted to say. I thought that was a perfect segment for What Would You Do? You know that show that comes on with the gentleman from 2020? I thought that would have been a perfect segment for What Would You Do? So I just, again, wish that I would have been paying more attention to that and would have heard what he had to say. I know my response would have definitely been a tad bit different. All right, let me dismount from that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to talk about the Second Amendment and what does it mean, and discuss just some of the things or occurrences that have happened with black men over the last, I mean, we already know, gosh, what has occurred in New York, and Trayvon Martin, and it's just, the list goes on and on and on. But the thing that was really, really devastating, or I should say interesting for me, was the latest two cases that I read about. And this one article in particular is actually titled, that is the title of it, Does the Second Amendment Only Apply to White People? Now, as I mentioned, we know about Michael Brown and, Trayvon Martin to Jordan Davis, Oscar Grant, Eric Garner. It just goes on and on. Some of these people were killed by the police, and some were killed by private citizens. However, all of these individuals were unarmed, as we know. Now, before I go any further with that, I want to just essentially just talk about the Second Amendment, because I know I got some messages from people saying, okay, I know I'm not that savvy, but what does the Second Amendment actually state? Okay. It basically addresses arms and giving people the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay? That's what it essentially says. And let's see here. It actually notes that it's composed of the body of the people, being the best security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, that is essentially the Second Amendment. Now, here recently, we had two things occur which got my attention. I wanted to continue to talk about it. The first thing that got my attention was the gentleman, Ezell Ford. I'm sure that many of you heard about that case where he was actually fatally shot in South L.A., and that was another unfortunate case. The one that was really just perplexing to me was this Walmart incident, and we'll come back and talk about Mr. Ford. However, I want to talk about the case that occurred in Walmart here. Man, it was just a really, really, really an unfortunate case. And this gentleman's name was John Crawford the III. And I'm not sure if For those of you that are not familiar with this case, as I mentioned, his name is John Crawford. And essentially, John was killed at Walmart. And, you know, Walmart over the last couple of weeks here has really had some things that have occurred. But essentially, to make a long story short, John was in Walmart. He walked through the store, and I've actually seen the footage at the store. It was in August 5th, a policeman shot and killed Crawford at a Walmart in Ohio near Dayton. And that occurred after receiving a 911 call that falsely indicated he was waving a real firearm at people. And essentially, the thing that was so sad is it turned out that Crawford was carrying a toy gun, which looked like an assault rifle that he picked up at the store. The police interrogated Crawford's girlfriend for more than 90 minutes before telling her Crawford was dead. Now, the thing that, from what I saw from the various news reporting, was that Crawford was already in the store with his girlfriend. He was on the phone, and he walked around to, I believe it was a BB gun area. And he picked the gun up off of the shelf and was looking at it while he was on his phone. Now, while he was doing that, there was a white customer that called and essentially noted that he was waving the gun around. He was waving a gun around. And the police responded. They went to Walmart, listened to what the guy said, went over to the aisle, and they shot this guy in the back. He was still holding a gun. Now, which essentially was a gun that he was going to purchase from Walmart, okay? And apparently this guy's story had changed over time. Nevertheless, some of the pictures that I showed you, those of you that received my constant contact, you received pictures of individuals that are in the store strapped with a gun, just out in public with a gun. And it was just really interesting that these policemen did not take the necessary steps to determine what essentially was going on in that store. Now, keep in mind, they were in the gun aisle. And just from what I saw and the reports that I saw from the various news venues, they didn't even ask him or anything. So it was just really disturbing. To really hear that story and hear how it transpired. Now, that's the first story. Now, the second one here, it's about Ezell Ford. And Ford was a 25-year-old black man who was reportedly suffered from mental illness. And the official police statement never mentioned if Ford had a weapon when he was killed. Although you have several media organizations reported he was unarmed. So essentially here, this is another individual that was killed. Now, if we take a look at all of these occurrences, it essentially in the eyes of America, it essentially had something to do that's more dangerous than them being unarmed, than these black men being unarmed. It appears that they had something more dangerous than a gun, and that was the color of their skin. The sad thing about Mr. Ford is that he was considered suspicious, in part because he was black. That's essentially why unarmed black people continue to be killed. If you take a look, at all of the, look at the Michael Browns and the Trayvon Martins and the Eric Garner. I mean, these are black men, and essentially forces you to take a step back and ask yourself, these exact same things occur if these men were white. It really makes you think about it. So let's see, I have people texting me. And I am going to get to your question. Okay, some here did not hear about the story. About Mr. Ford, yeah, that is correct. He was killed, Now, here you have a situation where you have a white teenager, and I believe his name was Stephen Loner. He was stopped by the police a couple of months ago and refused to show his ID. And this was after he was carrying a loaded shotgun on the streets of Colorado. Now, this is the same city where there was a mass murderer that killed 12 people and injured 70 others in a packed movie theater in 2012. Now, what happened with this team? This team literally walked away with nothing but a citation. Now you have a 22-year-old, now Crawford, the guy that I talked about earlier in Walmart, was literally 22 years old, and he picked up merely a BB gun in a Walmart store. Customers called the police, then he was shot and killed. What's going on? I'm perplexed by this. What is going on? People, help me. I am really struggling with this. So now, here lies the racial disparity. That's difficult for people to honestly ignore. So the question becomes, how can black people openly carry a real gun when we can't even pick up a BB gun in a store without arousing suspicion? I'm going to ask you this question again. How can black people openly carry a real gun when we can't even pick up a BB gun in a store without arousing suspicion? And I really wanted to play this video. However, I'm still trying to work it out here. So you can hear this video for this Walmart incident. So with that said, again, I'm going to repeat that. I got a text. Somebody wants me to repeat it. How can a black person openly carry a real gun when we can't even pick up a BB gun in a store without arousing suspicion? Well, the answer in America essentially is the Second Amendment doesn't really apply to black people. That is the answer. The answer in America, ladies and gentlemen, is the Second Amendment. Does it apply to black people? Makes you wonder. So, now here, there's another incident. Oh, that's right. I just remembered it. There was another incident here recently where I have got to find it. All right, here it is. Here you had a black man lawfully carrying a gun gets plummeted. He's literally just plummeted by a white vigilante at Walmart. Wow, Walmart is really getting it. You got somebody that was killed in Walmart, and here you have this black man, I believe it was in Tampa, that was walking into the store. So here it is. It says a surveillance video from a Walmart located near Tampa shows a 62-year-old man, Clarence Daniels, trying to enter the store to purchase some coffee creamer for his wife. This past Tuesday, actually. He barely steps through the automatic doors before he is pummeled by the shopper, Michael Foster, a 43-year-old white man. He's got a gun, Foster shouts, to which Daniels replies, I have a permit. According to the local news report, Foster originally spotted Daniels in the store's parking lot, placing his legally owned handgun underneath his coat. In keeping with Florida's well-known vigilante spirit, Foster decided to take matters into his own hands by following Daniels into Walmart. Without warning, he tackled Daniels and placed him in a chokehold. Police soon arrived and confirmed Daniels indeed had a permit for the gun. Unfortunately, he tackled a guy that was a law-abiding citizen. We understand it's alarming for people to see other people with guns, but Florida has a large population of concealed weapon permit holders. Now, Foster is now facing battery charges. So, help me here. It's all interesting. So here you have this gentleman here that was in Tampa in a Walmart walking, black man. Let me make sure I say that. A black man that was lawfully carrying a gun is plowed down by a vigilante, a white vigilante in Walmart. Now, this man had a permit for the gun. Okay? So here we have a gentleman in Walmart, black man, in Walmart, black man in Walmart that's looking at a BB gun in Walmart and is simultaneously, instantly accused and being, excuse me, suspected, is initially being accused of waving a gun at people in the store. So again, my question remains, how can black people carry a real gun when we can't even pick up a BB gun in the store, look at it, without arousing suspicion? The answer, again, in America is that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to black people. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I'd love to hear from you. My dial-in number is 347-326-9755. Now, I do have some people here that are on the line, and I am still trying to get this clip here from this Walmart segment because I really want you to, and then I've been seeing segments on here where the guy that called in said he lied about the video clip. And, I mean, it's just terrible. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. All these different things that I've been seeing online about this guy in Ohio that was killed. So then, to add insult to injury, John Crawford, police shooting video, plus there's no charges filed against the cops that shot him. Oh, my gosh. What is going on in America today? I am just perplexed by this. So, with that said, the question still remains, ladies and gentlemen. Does the Second Amendment, again, does the Second Amendment apply to black people? Can black people walk or carry a gun without being considered, without being suspicious of any wrongdoing? All right, so let me go and take a look at the first clip that, or the first text message that I have here, and it is, oh, and also, ladies and gentlemen, when you do send me text messages, please give me your first name and let me know what city you are reaching out to me from. I really appreciate that. Okay, so this particular comment, this person did not give me their name. They noted here that they were appalled when they heard about the Walmart video. The gentleman in the Walmart that was killed. They cannot believe that the police went that far and believed what the man had to say. They were essentially appalled that they did not handle it differently. Although, just bear with me here, I'm just reading this. The police should have been better trained on how to determine if the caller was legitimate, and that the police that entered the store should have handled it differently. They should not have went into the store with the intent to kill the gentleman, as that's how it appears in the video. Wow. Yeah, if you have not heard about this story, and the man who called 911 in Ohio, well, in the whole Ohio Walmart, you really have to. So, thank you. I appreciate those comments. This next one here, the next comment that I received here is talking about, wow, this one particular here is notes that no, a black man cannot. No, a black man cannot walk around with a concealed weapon. They note here, wow, it's noted that we are living in a time where we have a black president and the law enforcement does not like it at all. This person did give me their first name. His name is Jason, did not tell me what city they're calling from. Nevertheless, Jason notes here that he believes that a lot of the shootings from the anger of a black president, the anger of the black president, and that they are taking it out. They being very specific, they being white law enforcement is taking it out on the black man because we have a black president. Wow, I'd love to hear your additional comments about that. That is what Jason feels. Wow, that's a very powerful statement. Okay, next text message here. The next message I've received. Bear with me here as I read through this. This particular note talks about the comment about the gentleman that was tackled in the Walmart. He's talking about the gentleman that was tackled in the Walmart and notes that, yes, he did hear about the white man that tackled the white vigilante that tackled the white man. And he clearly notes that the only reason why he was tackled is because he was a black man. And this person clearly does not think that that would have occurred if the – it may have occurred. As I read more, it may have occurred, but the police would have handled it differently. This person here is noting that it was handled that way because of the color of his skin. Wow. Okay, let's listen to some of this information from the Walmart store. Let's see here.
Hey, you guys, it's your girl, Tina. I want to go ahead and shout out Jamel Malik. Jamel and several people have been sending me updates on the story about the video that I covered 2 weeks ago. It had to do with the 22-year-old man that was killed in a Beaver Creek Walmart. His name is John Crawford. And what happened is that the guy who initially called 911, he stated that John was waving around an AR-15. He was threatening to shoot people. And so a lot of folks are saying everything that you said in that video was correct, T, that the man did lie and that he should be in trouble. And now everything I said in that video is coming to pass. So recently the 911 caller, his name is Ronald Ritchie, he was recently interviewed. And basically they asked him, they were like, you know, what happened that day? What did you see? And this idiot literally changed his entire story right there on camera. He said that he didn't see him point the gun at anybody. He didn't see him waving the gun around. But that's not what he told the 911 people. Go ahead and check out this new interview with Ronald Ritchie, and I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.
Black gentleman walking up. Black gentleman walking up, holding what looks to be an AR-15, called the police, waving at people, waving at little children, waving the gun, and...
Do you remember what aisle you were down, or...?
It was down the tool aisle and the pets aisle.
Pets aisle?
Yeah.
And when you say he had the gun he was waving, I mean, what was he doing? Was he saying anything? What was he doing with the gun?
He was just waving at children, people, items. I couldn't hear anything that he was saying.
When you saw that, I mean, what's going through your mind? You're seeing this guy waving this gun around inside Walmart.
I'm thinking that he's either going to rob the place or he's there to shoot somebody else. He looks kind of serious as far as he didn't really want to be looked at. And when people did look at him, he was pointing the gun at him, at people and everything. So just really off-putting. Once the police got there, they told him, they came around the corner, said put it down, they said it two times, and then the gentleman decided to swing the rifle to the officer pointing at them. That's when the officer shot him twice.
And it was just one of the officers?
Yes.
And there was two there, though, correct?
There was about four.
About four?
Yeah.
Okay. But only one of them, you said, shot the gun?
Yes. Yeah.
As you watching the news report, do you know which officer it was that fired the gun?
I don't know his name.
Okay. Do you know his picture?
If I saw him, yeah.
Okay. I might show that to you later, by the way. I have the pictures of the two that they said were there.
Yeah.
You said there was four. So when you see the officer fire his weapon, what happens then?
He went down, threw his weapon, and then he tried to get back up and go either for the officer or for the gun again, and that's when the officer grabbed a hold of him and put him down and handcuffed him, then took him out on the gurney.
Tonight's big story, we're hearing for the first time what went on inside the Walmart in Beaver Creek.
About the suspect shot by police and the mother who died days before her wedding. Hey there, everybody. I'm Jack Atherton.
And hello, I'm Deborah Lins. Elise Coulter is live in Beaver Creek and explains how everything unfolded. Elise.
Jack and Deborah, Beaver Creek police say they got a 911 call about a man inside the Walmart waving around a rifle-like weapon and even pointing it at kids. The call's a dispatcher. It plays out moment by moment what was happening inside.
The gentleman walking around with a gun in the store.
That's the call to 911 dispatchers that alerted Beaver Creek police.
Has he got it pulled out?
Yeah, he's like pointing at people. He's like loading it right now.
Beaver Creek police say two of their officers arrived on scene within 3 minutes, and you can hear what happened next.
Sir, what's going on?
Gunshots in the store.
Gunshots rang out. Beaver Creek police say two officers shot 22-year-old John Crawford III of Fairfield.
He went around the corner. He wasn't gone for maybe 5 minutes on the telephone. The next thing I know, we were all being shoved out the store saying someone was just shot.
We spoke to Crawford's girlfriend, who says he was in town for a cookout and they went to Walmart to get supplies to make s'mores.
It wasn't armed by no means. We were playing walking through the store. I even grabbed him by his shirt where you could see his waistline. He didn't have anything on him at all.
These are the two officers involved in the shooting last night, Sergeant David Darko and Officer Sean Williams. Williams was involved in a deadly shooting in 2010. We were there when Beaver Creek police shot and killed 45-year-old Scott Brogley after officers say Brogley was chasing his wife with a kitchen knife. That shooting was ruled justified. But the Crawford family, they don't believe officers should have shot him.
He didn't do anything wrong. We walked in Walmart together, and apparently we didn't walk out of Walmart together.
Beaver Creek police asked the Attorney General's office to do its own criminal investigation. They accepted, but Beaver Creek police do say through their preliminary investigation, the officers acted appropriately. For now, reporting live in Beaver Creek, Elise Coulter, Fox 45 News.
Inside the Walmart in Beaver Creek, Ohio, right near Dayton. The
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. I know that was a little extensive, but I had some of you sending me notes indicating that you couldn't hear, so I kept it on a little bit longer. So as you could tell, the police received a 911 call from a gentleman that noted that he was waving the gun around, and it's just really interesting that all that transpired. So I have a lot of comments here about the Second Amendment and does it only apply to black people, white people, and can black people actually, what are the chances of a black person being able to carry a concealed weapon without being falsely accused of wrongdoing. So here, taking a look at some of the comments that I have received, this particular comment is from Clarissa, and she notes here that when she first heard the story about the gentleman in Walmart, she thought it was a tragedy. She felt it could have been handled differently. That's all she noted. Thank you, Clarissa. I appreciate your comment. I hear a couple of other comments. They read the article about the Second Amendment, and one gentleman here, his name is Daryl, he notes that the way the article is written, it appears as if the Second Amendment only applies to white people. He thinks that the Second Amendment applies to all. It just depends on the situation. Wow. So now the Second Amendment is situational? Huh. Does that make sense? Huh. Okay, Daryl. Appreciate your thoughts. Next comment here, they also read the article about the Second Amendment and note that it has been a tragedy over the last several months. Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, these gentlemen have been killed, wrongfully killed. Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, in many instances they've been wrongfully killed. But now it appears as if, wow, now it appears as if a lot of our police have become trigger happy, and the message that this has given to society is that they can't kill. It's just open season for black men. So going back to the point, they note here in addressing the question at hand, does the Second Amendment only apply to white people? And this person answered, depends. Wow, this is interesting. Depends. What does it depend on? The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment, people. It does not matter. Black, white, green, or purple, people should be able to bear arms without their rights being infringed on. And here you have a man that was just walking into Walmart, and because he was black, I'm confident in that, because he was black, you have someone, for me, you had a white man seeing a black man putting a gun in his coat, and automatically you think that he was going to do something wrong. Huh. Now, would the same thing occur if he was white? That's the question that I've had at least six people ask me that question. Would the same thing have occurred if the man was white? That's an interesting question. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the night is, does the Second Amendment only apply to white people? Huh. That's what we're talking about here tonight. The Second Amendment, bearing arms. People have the right to bear arms without their rights being infringed on. Does the Second Amendment only apply to white people? Huh, very interesting. I have to continue on here. Let's see. I have someone here that referenced, they referenced the gentleman walking into Walmart. First, they note here, wow, I don't know what's going on with Walmart, but they're definitely catching up. They're getting it hard here the last several months. Everything appears to be happening in Walmart. Not quite sure what that means. However, they saw the two stories, one about the gentleman being shot with the BB gun. And here you have, let's see, this is kind of long here. Here you have a lot of, okay, has a lot to say. Just hold tight. This person did not think that the individual should have been in Walmart with the store. They don't quite understand the story. They did not understand that how he could take a BB gun off of a counter like that. So this person's a little confused. Here you have an individual noted that the cops have been trained, and they evidently felt that their lives were in jeopardy, so they shot the person that appeared to have been carrying a real gun, and their lives were threatened. That's why they shot him. Wow. He said he followed the story very clearly, and he believes that the media has blown this whole thing out of proportion. Wow. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very interesting topic. We are living in a very sensitive time right now. You have a lot of black men that have been killed. And, you know, it's really unfortunate because here, you know, I talked about a white guy, a white teenager that was stopped by the police just last month and refused to show his ID after carrying a loaded shotgun in Colorado. I noted earlier, that's the same city where a mass murderer killed 12 people, injured 70 others in a movie theater. So what happened to that particular teenager? They were able to walk away with nothing but a citation. Now, would that happen to a black kid? Would that happen to a black teenager? If they were not willing to show their ID and they were carrying a loaded shotgun? It really makes you wonder. My response to that is, no, it wouldn't have occurred. Now here, again, I'm going back to the 22-year-old black kid named John Crawford. Picked up a BB gun in Walmart. Customers called the police, who then shot and killed him. I don't get it. I don't get it. This is clearly a case where there is racial disparity. So that's difficult for honest people to ignore. Again, how can black people openly carry a real gun when we can't even pick up a BB gun in a store without arousing suspicion? People, what is going on? Do you think the policeman in Walmart handled that situation appropriately? Well, apparently the grand jury thought so, because there is no charges filed. Nothing went forward with that particular case, nothing at all. There was no corroborating evidence that warranted a decision to be made to press any form of charges. Two policemen. Now, from what I gathered from the clip that I saw, the John Crawford was standing with his back against them, and he was shot in the back. That's how I saw it on the different research, the information I saw out there in different news media. He was shot in the back. So I did see that in writing. It's just I know I saw an avatar remaking of the incident, and that's what it showed. So, okay, nonetheless, I've received some very, very interesting comments, and it really makes you think, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a society today that, you know, here I have some people that say that the policemen are trigger happy because we have a black president. So since they're not happy with us having a black president, they are taking their frustrations out on black men. It's another topic. Agree, disagree. Makes you think. Are our policemen now trigger happy because we have had so many policemen in different cities simply walk away? They're not even getting a slap on the wrist for killing our black men. They're not even getting that. They're essentially walking away with a clean slate after murdering someone, after having video. I mean, this Eric Garner case in New York, it still gives me the chills as to how these policemen killed this big black man. And just this man is gasping for air and saying he can't breathe, and they still kill him. I don't get it. I'm perplexed. All I can say to our black men, to our brothers out there, you got to be careful. You have to be careful. We are living in a time right now where you can get pulled over and stopped, and you getting smart and doing things like that, I promise you, it's not going to get you anywhere. So please think before you position yourselves to get killed. There's no other way. And it's very sad that I'm saying it like that, but it's just that critical. I have to be just that blunt. That is the society that we are living in. I cannot remember ever there being a time that this many black men have been killed in this short period of time. I can't remember that. Now, tonight's topic, we're talking about the Second Amendment. Does it only apply to white people? Does it? Is society, or would society be as quick to accuse someone that's white that's carrying a gun? Would they be as quick to call the police as they would if they saw someone of color or another ethnicity carrying a weapon? It makes you wonder. So can a black person legally carry a gun without being suspected of doing some wrongdoing? Ladies and gentlemen, I've done some research on this topic, and it's perplexing to me, the number of cases where you have white people that have gotten pulled over or have, just like this particular case here, have refused to show ID, and they get a citation. That same thing happened to a brother. That same thing happened to a black man. Makes you wonder. It really does. It makes you think. It really makes you take a step back and just say what Arsenio used to say several years ago. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, I am going to close off for the evening. I do appreciate your support. I want to thank my friend for giving me this topic, this idea tonight. It was, I know he really went on a tangent about the Second Amendment, and I hate he wasn't able to call in this evening, but that's cool too. I appreciate the idea, so thank you. I also want to thank you for the continued support. As you know, we have some events coming up, and I say we have a nonprofit. It's called National Empowerment Group. And we have a Women's Appreciation Banquet that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you have seen it on my advertisement. It is happening March 14th in Bloomington, Minnesota at the Radisson Blues Mall of America. It's going to be a phenomenal program. We're going to honor, several iconic women in the music industry, just to name a few. We have Debbie Duncan, and Mary J. Barbara LaShore, Gwen Matthews, Ginger Commodore, and Patti Peterson. That actually includes all of them. We're honoring these women for all their hard work, and we are also going to raise HIV and AIDS awareness in the community as well. So please support the cause. You can go to our website. To keep it simple, it is neginc.org. Or you can simply go to Google and type in National Empowerment Group, and it will come up. And all the information that you need to purchase a ticket, to buy a table, all that information is on online. Okay? Now, we also have, ladies and gentlemen, the Steppers All-Star Bash. Those of you that like to dance, that love to, and it doesn't have to be Chicago stepping. It can be swing out. It can be whatever dance you are currently doing. Come check out our Steppers All-Star Bash. We're going to have a phenomenal contest going on Saturday as well. We have an excellent meet and greet, and then we're going to have a line dance contest on Thursday. It's really going to be nice. Not to mention, the hotel is top of the line. It is phenomenal. Very, very upscale. Very, very nice. So if you're looking for a family vacation, you need to come check out the event. Now, more information on tickets. Give me a call. My number is 713-502-4795. Or you can also go to Google and you can simply type in Command Steppers. Type in Command Steppers. That website will come up. Or you can go to the website and simply type in Command Steppers, MPLS.com, and all the information is there as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to close off for tonight. I do appreciate the support and the messages, the emails, the text messages, the phone calls that you have given me regarding this particular topic. Please continue to send me ideas. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to make sure that we're providing you with the programming that you are asking for. I have a couple of text messages here. People are excited about Skype. Yes, Skype is coming. Skype is going to come in the next couple of weeks. We have some programming things that I am working out. I'm working out, and I'm looking for that to be resolved in February, early February. I'm really excited about it as well. Now, a couple people here asking me, what does that mean? That means that you will now start to see me. Me. That's right. Opposed to hearing my voice, you're going to see me broadcast as well. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone a little bit of our time. I appreciate you hanging in there with me. But you should really go and read the article. It's actually titled, Does the Second Amendment Only Apply to White People? Think about it. It's real, ladies and gentlemen, and it's out there. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it is out there. And you really have to be careful because we, again, are living in a time where our black men, and I'm saying black men in particular, really have to be careful. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes on the prize and tune in next week for what? For what? For what? Another thought-provoking topic. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Tune in next week for another thought-provoking topic.